Plymouth will be holding town meeting tomorrow, and joining us this morning to discuss this further is town moderator Stephen Trifletti. Mr. Trifletti, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So there will be 24 articles on the warrant. Which ones do you think are going to generate the most debate and discussion?
Well, yes, tomorrow, as you mentioned, at 8 a.m. at Plymouth North High School, we will have our fall annual town meeting. One article that has generated a lot of interest is Article 15, which is a bylaw amendment to determine if the town will adopt a ban on the sale of miniature single-use containers for alcohol, known as NIPS. And the purpose of the change is to lessen the deterioration of the environment and provide a method to protect public and private property from litter while reducing some of the burden of enforcement.
There's also been a lot of conversation around Article 8, which is the new master plan.
Yes, there is an article regarding the new master plan, and this has been supported by the planning board, and that is going to be coming before town meeting. There's a request for funding. We don't have any motions on that other than the main motion to approve it, but there has certainly been active interest in that.
Now, are there going to be any new motions to amend?
There are a number of motions to amend. For example, on Article 9D, which is a community preservation article regarding historical Pilgrim Hall, there is a recommendation to approve $3,200,000 for improvements, and there is a motion to reduce that amount of money.
Now, is this going to be a totally in-person meeting, or will there be a hybrid aspect to it?
So Plymouth had a home rule petition last year wherein we voted to allow for the hybrid. This will be our second hybrid town meeting. Most town meeting members will be in person, but there are a number of town meeting members that have requested remote participation, and so we will utilize electronic voting clickers within the in-person meeting room. But town meeting members who participate remotely will be able to participate and vote with a V-Voter platform. It all merges together into one electronic voting system.
Now, do you expect town meeting to wrap up in one day, or do you expect it to go for a couple of days?
We do have a motion for an adjourned session on Monday evening. It's hard to predict, but at this time, based on past experience, we would expect that we would go into the afternoon after the lunch recess and likely finish by the end of the day.
Ready. Well, the Plymouth annual fall town meeting will begin tomorrow at 8 a.m., and that will be at Plymouth North High School. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.